Hello, News Talk 1320 KELO Sioux Falls, FM 107.9 KELQ Flandreau Sioux Falls, and online at kello.com.
For months, we've been talking about the Farm Bill. Would it be passed in the fall? Would it be in 2013? Now, with Congress headed for recess this Friday, we're able to get the former governor of my home state of Iowa, now the Agriculture Secretary from Washington, D.C., Tom Vilsack, to join us. Mr. Secretary, welcome to It's Your Agribusiness.
Well, it's great to be with you, Bill.
And I was a good, loyal resident of Iowa, so I just want you to know that. It was a western side. Is that okay?
So loyal that you moved.
Actually, I was an Air Guardsman that got shipped.
Ah, well, thanks for your service.
Thank you very
much. Sincerity. That I tell you, the National Guard is one of the great treasures of this country.
All right, Mr. Secretary, you're described as confident that we'll find a resolution in the Farm Bill negotiations, but I don't see a date by that. Convinced that it'll happen. Do we have a date?
Well, we're hopeful that it somehow, some way gets done this week. There are still some folks who believe that it's possible for a deal to be reached and for the House of Representatives and the Senate to get it done before the end of the year. But what we're looking for, obviously, is a framework of a deal that would give us some assurance that whether it's now or early in January, that we're finally going to get this done. I mean, there are producers in the Dakotas who have been suffering tremendously, first from drought and then from this horrendous snowstorm that killed so much of their livestock. We can't help in any way with disaster assistance because we don't have a program. We need a farm bill to get that program. There is the uncertainty for all producers around the country about how they're going to finance their crop next year and what decisions they can make and what expansions they can finance. Can't do it until they know what the policies are going to be and what the safety net's going to be. And then there are all of the jobs that could be created through rural development programs, energy programs, the land-grant university system that needs help and assistance, all of which can be addressed by the passage of a farm bill. We've waited a long time for this, and really, honestly, the time for discussion and compromise is now. Let's get it done.
Federal subsidies, an issue, as well as the supplemental nutrition side of it. And those are two of the issues that people say will keep us from getting one until maybe the State of the Union.
Well, I think it's important for people, first and foremost, to understand why we have a farm safety net. It isn't necessarily just to provide assistance and help to producers when they need it. It's also to ensure that this country remains a food secure nation. So many people in this country do not realize how risky farming is. And certainly the folks in your listening audience understand fully and completely because they've experienced it. But if we don't have the safety net, then I think a lot of producers might make the decision to do something else with their land and do something else with their lives. That would make us less dependent on our own resources and more dependent on outside resources for our food. I like being a food secure nation. I like knowing that we have the producers who have the capacity and the capability of producing all we need to feed our own people. We need to maintain that national security advantage, and the only way you can do it is by reducing the risk of farming to a reasonable level. You need the safety net programs to do that. On the SNAP side, honestly, if you focus on the right policy, you're going to get to the right number. Clearly, the program it can have efficiencies, and clearly we all are interested in making sure that folks who can work are given the opportunity to do so. But it's not a good idea, in my view, to basically indiscriminately eliminate several million people from the program when they need it and need help the most at a time they need it the most. So I think there's a way to get there, and I think the folks in the conference committee are working hard to try to find that sweet spot.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack joining us live from Washington. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad was in Washington this last week pushing the ethanol side, fears of the $4 corn, making the crop margin something that doesn't work. And, of course, Iowa is a leader in ethanol with a new plant set for Emmitsburg. What's going to happen there? Is there any push that a former governor from Iowa can give?
Well, I think it's important to note that this administration has been very, very supportive of the renewable fuel industry. We at USDA have been investing and providing loan guarantees of to the tune of nearly $750 million to enterprises that are interested in getting to that next generation of biofuel. The key here, I think, is for us to work together to try to expand the distribution and availability of higher blends of ethanol so that we don't have to have this conversation about a blend wall, that we can work around big oil and around the oil industry. They clearly have been very reluctant to expand access to higher blends. We've got 8 to 10 million flexible fuel vehicles out there on the road today that could use a higher blend, but they simply can't get the fuel because it's not available. So my focus in terms of trying to provide the next level of support for this industry is to make sure that we use all the resources at USDA to expand distribution. Had a conversation yesterday with Secretary Moniz, who is the Energy Secretary. He believes that additional assistance might be available to convert more vehicles to a flexible fuel status. Relatively small amount can do the trick. If we combine that with greater distribution, we wouldn't have to worry about what the blend wall is. So I think it's important for folks to know we are very, very focused on trying to help this industry.
Being a former Iowa governor, you kind of picked on me for leaving Iowa. Where are you at today?
Well, I'm in Washington, but I own a home right next to my grandkids, just outside of Des Moines. And Christmas, I will be back there celebrating a holiday with my family. So I am an Iowan now and forevermore.
Okay. Well, my folks still have land there. They're now 93 and 88 in their own homes, Western Iowa.
God
One of these
them.
Days, we'll be back with that as well. Now,
absolutely.
I've got to read you a little note, and I kind of shared that with your staff, about the people in Iowa kind of taking care of some of the South Dakota folks. Do you mind if I read this
and no,
give
go
you a
right
quick
ahead.
Reaction? Dear South Dakota farmers and ranchers, we want you to know how truly very sorry we are over all that you are facing. We pray that you have the strength you need to get through this tragedy. You will continue to be in our thoughts and prayers. We are farmers. We know the punches nature throws at us. We are strong like you. Have faith. Persevere. That's why God made a farmer and rancher. Signed, your Iowa neighbors.
Well, that's not unusual. There's a saying out around the country about Iowa nice, and that's a reflection of Iowa nice. And certainly our thoughts and prayers are extended to any producer who has suffered through a tremendous loss. I just wish at USDA we could add, in addition to our thoughts and prayers, some financial assistance and help, and that's why we need to maybe direct a prayer or two towards congressional action on the farm bill.
Well, and we hope that it will make news this week. It'll get done, if not soon. We read about all of the 41 different senators and House people that are on the committees with different thoughts. We need to have the same thought, get it approved, move on, and I think that would put a smile on your face when you return for Christmas near Des Moines.
No question about it. No question about it, Bill.
Secretary Vilsack, we appreciate you taking time to be with us on It's Your Agribusiness.
Take care and have a happy holiday.
Same to you, sir.